Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday, January 3rd to all. Good morning. We are the Junks coming to you live from 106.7 The Fan. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You do that today. All right, let's do the Junks rundown here. It's your buddy Cakes. This is it. This is your one. The two-man show has been reduced to a one-man carnival led by your pal, Money Metal Cakes. After nearly 30 years of broadcasting, I think this might be the first.
This is the first.
The first real maiden voyage. Now, there was a few years back, for some reason, it's sticking in my brain. I think it was the day that Dwayne Haskins got released. And I think I was doing the show from home, maybe, during COVID, if that sounds correct. And I think for some reason, I think JP was like late or like showed up like an hour into the show. Or,
well, if there were the COVID shows, it was maybe it was a tech issue, or were you doing it from home? Or
I can't really remember.
Can't either.
Maybe one of us was in the studio, one of us was at home. I can't quite remember. That's kind of jumping into my brain. But January 3rd, 2025, one man junk show.
Where were you January 3rd?
Where were you? Remember where you were, the whole Charlie Slows bit. So I guess JP is not feeling well, ill, could not come in today. So it's going to be your buddy Cakes getting you through this Friday. I'm sure the boys behind the glass are going to help this guy out throughout.
Of course, Cakes.
You think, Cakes? We've only been waiting for this moment for
this is like a glorified
15 years together here.
It's like
these
a glorified bit season is what this Friday is going to be.
I know. We finally get our call up.
Yeah, this is like the bit season during the Friday bit.
This is like game 161 of the baseball season.
It's a big one. Now, a few years ago, I think EB was on the verge of doing a one-man show because, remember, I got into a car accident.
Yeah.
On the way into work. I think it was like a week-ish before Christmas. And, I mean, that easily could have been a one-man show if I had gotten really banged up in the accident and wasn't able to make it to work. But I limped in with my car just all beat up. I think you remember Valdez.
Yeah, your bumper's falling off.
Yeah, like the whole front end was just caved
in. Yeah, hubcaps laying on the parkway.
But somehow the car was able to make it to work, and I came in here probably with a medium version of whiplash. I came in the
You're
studio.
Probably concussed.
I might have been concussed, but look, I didn't, you know, JP must really be sick, because usually, like, if it's a two-man show, you don't want to leave your guy out on an island. So he must be going through something.
I think he's going through
at home.
Jess called me at 5 a.m., said that he wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
I mean, if the wife calls me, then I know it's not going great.
Then, like, if you can't even, like, pick up the phone to make the call that you're not doing well,
usually it's
and can't come in.
It will be like Lurch will text me at 3:30.
I got the runs.
Right. Something like that.
Don't feel good. You can't come in.
I've been up all night pooping.
Yeah, sure. Something like that just takes you out, just sideswipes you.
No, but what I like Cakes is because nothing phases this guy. If it was Lurch or Bickle in here and we told him 30 minutes beforehand that it's going to be a one-man show,
right,
it would be meltdown central. Yeah.
We got to get Chris Doering on for the 10th time this week.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Cakes didn't even bat an eye. He goes, okay.
What else are you going to do at this point? Like, the show must go on, even if there's just one of us here. I mean, to be honest, I'm not crazy about doing a one-man show, but I do appreciate you guys being over there.
Of course.
Getting me through this. Yeah. So I don't have to talk into an basically into an empty room for 3+ hours.
You're a bell cow, Casey. Yeah.
I'm doing what I can.
40 carries.
I'm Derrick Henry.
Run the ball,
Casey. I'm Derrick Henry. Keaton Mitchell got banged up. All Justice Hill is a sideline. He's just carrying the load. It's what you got to do.
Well, it's a football Friday, Cakes. So
it is a
we
football
got a
Friday.
Going on. We'll get through it for sure.
Got the touchdown parlay. Hey, look, the bright side is if the touchdown parlay hits, we're not cutting it up with a bunch of people. It's a four-man
chop.
Think we didn't already talk about that?
You
got 550.
You got to look for the positives here.
The rich get richer.
Exactly. And well, I've been looking at all of these touchdown incentives and yardage incentives the guys have, so I think we're going to weave some of that into the parlay. It only makes sense.
Also, we got to figure out which backups are playing.
Because I
feel like there's a lot of value there for the backups coming in.
You got to know.
And vulturing and touchdown vultures are getting the carries in the second half, getting meaningless touchdowns. Like, in games that don't really matter.
I mean, like for instance, Mike Evans from the Buccaneers. He has a $3 million incentive if he gets 5 or more catches and I think 85-plus receiving yards. Like, that's a guy we probably want to throw into the parlay. He's probably going to find the end zone. Now, he doesn't have a touchdown incentive, but he definitely has incentive for Baker to throw him a bunch of balls this weekend in a game that actually that matters for the Bucs.
I think Terry has incentives, too.
Terry has one. There's like 10 or 12 guys in that list. Like J.K. Dobbins, I think, has a $150,000 incentive.
I think Derrick Henry, if he gets one touchdown for the Ravens,
right,
not only does he pass Jamal Lewis for the franchise record for total TDs in a season,
yeah,
I believe it's anywhere between 200 and 500K bonus.
Yeah.
I think Zach Ertz, 250K for a touchdown, and Terry, one more touchdown, sets the receiver franchise record.
Yeah. Yeah, and like the teams that need to win games, those are the teams we're going to be betting on. Those are the teams to sprinkle guys into the parlay with. So we'll definitely be talking about that throughout the show. Ovi, you know, he just keeps going and going. I'm sure we'll do the tracking 895. Got the goal tracker right here. Ovi, pots number 871 last night against the Minnesota Wild. The Caps lose the game, but they get the point in overtime. Not the greatest effort, but look, Ovi scores. That's 3 goals in 4 games back since coming back from the leg injury. So we'll touch on the Caps as well. John Feinstein, he's scheduled at 8 o'clock, so we'll go around the NFL with him, talk about what's coming up this weekend. Scott Abraham is also going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock. And look, a late booking. Kevin McCarthy has got pushed to 9:40. He loses his prime 7 a.m. slot.
He's a bit of a diva sometimes.
Is that what it is?
If he texts us the night before,
he had to move his spot to 9:40.
Steve Chinigi needs him at 7 or something. Then we gotta move him elsewhere on the show.
Right.
Hey, we might be missing people again on Monday, Cakes.
Oh, really? Because of the pending snowstorm that's moving in?
I'm freaking out about it.
I mean, look, I'm not Jason when it comes to meteorology and weather. I don't keep up with it. But when my wife asks me if we have driveway salt, and I know that I'm woefully unprepared, then I know it's probably like a big one's coming.
Well, they're calling for it Sunday night into Monday. They're saying it could be 5 inches.
I've seen like 5 to 10 inch predictions.
Oh, yeah. 5's on the low side.
Right.
I'm contemplating.
Are you panicking already?
Yeah. Can you tell?
I can kind of tell.
It's Friday, and it's the only thing on my mind.
Yeah.
I'm contemplating.
Well, there's also a wintry mix today, but it's not going to accumulate. So I do know a little bit about the weather.
They're saying it's going to stick. It's definitely going to stick.
It's going to stick?
No, on Sunday into Monday.
Yeah.
I'm contemplating sleeping at the station.
I mean, I appreciate the hustle, but I'll tell you this. If you're planning on sleeping on the couch in the green room, that's the least comfortable couch probably on the Eastern Seaboard. Because I've slept on it before, and it's no bueno. Is the couch in your guys' little offshoot office where the TV is that better?
No, it stinks.
It's terrible, too.
It's got a stench
too.
On it. It's been awful. There for years. Yeah. I don't even like sitting on
Stay
it.
Stay far, far away. Febreze that thing immediately.
If you think that Valdez is sleeping at the radio station, you're crazy. What he's doing is he's setting this up.
Okay.
So our program director, Chris Kindred, feels sorry for him.
Okay,
and
yeah.
dangles a free hotel room down the street for him to stay at on Sunday night.
I like that.
He's setting this whole thing up.
Well, obviously I would like that.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
That's, I mean, option
is that
A.
You're angling
that
for?
Is option A. Okay, but yeah. I do realize that it might not be possible
right.
For the company to comp a hotel room. So I know that I will bring an air mattress and possibly sleep in the studio.
I'm just gonna bank on the storm not being that bad, and I've got a 4x4 vehicle.
Hold on, I got an idea.
Slumber party?
Why don't we have a junk slumber party?
Okay.
Maybe we get a hotel room
right.
down the street.
Yeah.
At the Homewood, our friends over there.
Sure. Get that thing hooked up. Get it comped.
A Sunday night football party.
Ooh.
Order some za.
What's a Sunday night game?
Lions Vikings.
Oh, that's a great one. I'm sleeping on that a little bit.
It's just a blizzard outside. We're huddled up around the fireplace.
We've got onesie.
I'm sure the Homewood has a fireplace.
We're all wearing like onesie jammies.
Yeah, matching jammies. Yeah.
I'd be in. I mean, I think there are certain other parties that would frown upon it. But I mean,
I just know that. Number one, it tilts me that all the teachers and government workers, they act like little kids when there's snow
right.
because they get off.
Yeah,
we sure. don't get off.
Right.
And I don't want to be driving 15 miles per hour on 66
yeah.
and then having guys swerving
I understand.
In front of me.
I get it.
Idiots trying to go 60 mm-hmm. in a blizzard yeah. on 66. I don't want to deal with that.
Right. I don't blame you.
And we are essential employees, so we have to be here.
Valdez will never let you forget that he's an essential employee.
He needs to stress it at all times.
It's going on his tombstone. Yeah.
Are you saying he's a bit of a martyr
yeah.
for this?
He loves telling people he's essential.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the meme where the guy's standing over above and he's blocking the daggers and bullets
yeah,
from everybody?
Yeah,
that's
course.
Me. That's me.
Hey, you got to be here to get the show on. I understand.
Public service.
There's pressure.
Yeah, it is a public service.
We're on these airwaves at all times.
I still have my cut the line gas pass from COVID. I keep that in my car.
I don't even know what that is. I don't remember.
Well, we were so essential. Like if there was ever a gas crisis, we got a cut the line pass.
I totally forgot about that. I guess.
Well, you weren't giving that because you weren't essential.
I guess not essential. Guess I wasn't that important.
Well, you were at home. You guys were doing the show from
okay,
home.
Okay, so because we weren't commuting in. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense.
It was just basically a piece of paper that said we're essential. If right. police pulled us over.
Right.
And we were like, what are you doing out here?
Sure.
You know, there's a plague going on.
Right. And now he's saying, I got to get into the studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to turn on the microphone.
I'm essential. Don't you know I'm essential?
4 years later, the thing's framed.
As it should be, hanging from your rear view mirror. All right, so we've got a one-man show, and of course, the boys behind the glass, that you'll be hearing a lot from them throughout the show today. Coming up later, of course, we got John Feinstein. It's Fridays with Feinstein. He is on the show at 8. Scott Abraham will join us to talk about the final regular season Commanders game of the season as they prep to take on the Cowboys this weekend. He's coming on at 9, and we'll talk movies and what you want to stream over the weekend with Kevin McCarthy. He's coming on the show at 9:40. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.